A Croc Called Capone. Written by Barry Johnsberg and read by Stig Weems. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is not Mucus. That's just Rose's little joke. You see, mucus is slimy, gross stuff. It normally drips from your nose, but in Rose's case, it comes straight from her brain. I am Marcus Hill. I'm 11 years old and average in nearly everything. Maths, science, English, art. I am slightly below average in height, which makes me a less than average goalkeeper in my local under-13 soccer team. Average. It's not a good word. As words go, it's pretty average. But in one area, I am not only not average, I am exceptional. You see, I have a superpower. Only one person in 4 million can do what I can do. It's nothing to do with X-ray vision or leaping off tall buildings in unnaturally tight-fitting costumes to beat up improbable villains. I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. There are two reasons for this. First, I want to build suspense within the story. Second, I like being annoying. So I'll tell you about my sister Rose instead. You have already met her and probably formed your own opinions. I'll just fill in some of the blanks. Rose is 15 and isn't average in anything, as far as Mum and Dad are concerned. If Rose sprouted wings and a halo popped up over her head, they wouldn't be surprised in the slightest. She aces all her subjects in school, which is no mean trick when you have the brains of a flea. She is a talented actress. Her artwork has been exhibited in a local gallery. There's a strong possibility her poo smells of violets, but I'm not prepared to check this out. Where I'm average, Rose is perfect. Except, you know those stories about vampires? How seemingly ordinary people who hold down normal jobs and move among us unnoticed turn into blood-sucking monsters when the full moon peeps from behind a passing cloud? That's Rose. I don't mean she has pointy teeth and sleeps in a coffin, though nothing about her would surprise me. It's just that when no one else is around, she undergoes a dramatic change. Gone is the golden angel child. The wings crumble into dust. The halo turns rusty. Enter the spawn of Satan. Gleaming red eyes. Head that can spin 360 degrees. Pure evil. In other circumstances, she'd probably go on a rampage around town, sinking fangs into the necks of innocent folk. But Rose is interested in only one victim. Me. This makes my life hard. I've tied strings of garlic on my bedroom door. Didn't work. I keep a sharpened stake under my pillow. I'm saving up for a silver bullet. As I said, Rose doesn't normally need an excuse to make my life a misery. This time, though, there was a specific reason. The holiday. The holiday Dad announced at the kitchen table during breakfast.